Now, a recall effort against Governor Tony Evers officially got underway late last week. A Burlington woman filed paperwork on Friday to start circulating a recall petition, kicking off a 60-day window to gather hundreds of thousands of signatures. Democrats were able to force a recall election of Governor Scott Walker in 2012, an election he went on to win. But even getting to that point takes a lot of organization, and so far, an Evers recall isn't being backed by the state Republican Party. Here to talk about it is Sean Johnson. He's WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief. Sean, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
What have we heard about why this person is starting a recall petition of Governor Tony Evers?
So according to a copy of a state document that Misty Polzinski placed on what was previously a public Facebook page, now private, she talked about unconstitutional mandates and lockdowns that have cost citizens their businesses, home, jobs, and livelihood. And that's a quote from the document that she filled out. She also referred to, when talking about Evers, quote, his tolerance of violence and giving into irrational demands, along with the issuance of premature statements, has not only put the safety of the citizens and their property in danger, but also placed the lives of law enforcement and reliability of the justice system in danger. So she is, we know from other comments that she's made referring to how she viewed the governor's reaction to the Kenosha shooting.
And we're talking with Sean Johnson, who is WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief, and we are discussing the recall effort by a citizen.
The unrest
against
that followed.
And Sean, once someone files the paperwork to start a recall petition, I mean, it's signature time. Can you talk about the next part of the process?
So the next part of the process is quite an undertaking. You need 25% of the, I guess you need a number the equaling 25% of the total vote in the last governor's race. So in Wisconsin's case, you look back at the 2018 governor's race, look at the total number of votes. 25% of that means that you've got to be up around 670,000 signatures, 668,327 to be precise about it. And getting that in 60 days is a big deal, especially right now. I know people are moving around more than they were earlier this year, but we are still in a pandemic. People are still being urged to socially distance. And so you've got to go out and get those signatures in person at a time when both parties are really focused on the November general election. And that's where their, person power is being, focused. So there's a lot of things that are going to make it difficult for them to hit that threshold. That's not to say that they can't, but that's just an added layer of difficulty here.
Democrats managed to do all of that, though, although it wasn't a pandemic, in 2012 in that recall effort against Governor Scott Walker. What's different about this push beyond the actual circumstances that we have an infectious disease here?
Yeah. So I would say, number one, and really maybe you don't even need to look farther, is that they had organization behind it. They had the Democratic Party behind the recall, supporting it financially and with staff and volunteers. They had unions backing it in a big way. You had, citizens groups that were funded by unions. So there was just a lot of, a lot of people out there working on this. Also, Scott Walker won his recall. He won it pretty handily. But at the time that the recall petition was launched against him, Scott Walker's favorability was not as high as Tony Evers is. Tony Evers has 57% job approval rating in the last Marquette poll. That is, as compared to recent Marquette polls of Wisconsin governors, Evers and Walker, that number is pretty good. So again, these are things that are kind of working against the recall organizers as they start this.
We're talking with Sean Johnson, who's WPR's Capital Bureau Chief, and we're discussing the fact that a Burlington woman has started a petition drive to try to recall Democratic Governor Tony Evers. And now there's this 60-day window to gather nearly 670,000 signatures. You mentioned that Democrats were behind the effort against Scott Walker. What has been the response from Republican leaders about this recall effort?
Essentially that they understand why people would want to recall the governor, but that they are focused on November. I mean, that was basically the statement that was put out by the state Republican Party on Monday morning, kind of paying, I guess, homage, you know, just like honoring the intent of the recall, but saying that their party's not behind it. And then you've heard other won't call them party leaders, but I've seen like Jay Weber's conservative talk host in Milwaukee. He can help drive a conservative message if he wants to. And he's chosen to come out against the idea of pushing a recall against Evers right now, just from a tactical perspective. So that's somewhat you've heard from Republicans, is that while this may be happening, they're not necessarily behind it.
And how does it all work with the fact that these signatures will be due shortly before November's presidential election, the general election?
It just we'll add this to the list of complications, I guess. I mean, it means that they would have to basically file it right before the November 3rd election. As you look at the calendar and how it spaces out, I think it'd be around October 28th based on when they've initiated the signature process. So, I mean, you think about what people who make a living in politics are doing in that run up to October 28th. Republicans and Democrats are going to be working like mad on the presidential campaign, for one, because Wisconsin is so important on the national map. And then also at the state level, you have this big race for control of the state legislature, where Republicans are trying to pick up a handful of seats that, so that they can get a veto-proof majority that would let them, you know, basically overturn vetoes by Governor Evers for his last 2 years in office. And Democrats are working hard to prevent that. So that's where the political professionals are at right now, headed up to that deadline on October 28th.
Sean, you were in Kenosha yesterday afternoon and the evening during President Trump's visit. We see Joe Biden has a visit planned for tomorrow. What did you see, and how should we think about how Kenosha's playing into politics right now?
Well, I mean, it's playing into politics in a big way right now. If you just look at ads that were put out by the Trump campaign and the Biden campaign, they're both referencing the situation in Kenosha in different ways. Trump essentially blaming Biden for chaos, and Biden saying, you know, that Trump is kind of creating this unrest. So they are focused on it. I think the fact that they're both visiting the city this week underscores what role it's playing into Wisconsin's presidential race. We are, a swing state, and Kenosha is kind of a swing county within that swing state. So there are very serious human issues underpinning everything that's happening in Kenosha. And, you know, it's heartbreaking. And at the same time, it is very much front and center in the campaign.
Does anything stick with you from your time in Kenosha this week that you want to share?
Well, I mean, yesterday during the Trump visit, I was not among the pool reporters who were out there watching the president. I was downtown in the square outside the county courthouse, where you've seen a lot of the protests that clashed with police. And I mean, it was just chaos. You had pro-Trump supporters having a rally kind of right next to anti-Trump rally. They were arguing over megaphones. There would be other little arguments that just sprung up all up and down the street, where people would just start yelling at each other. Police are watching it from the rooftop. You had cameras and international press lined up down the street watching all this unfold. So, I mean, it was quite a scene yesterday, although everything that I've seen is that today it is much quieter in Kenosha, and it was much quieter in Kenosha last night as I left the city.
Yeah. Sean, thanks for your perspective on this. We appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
Sean Johnson is WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief. He talked with us about Kenosha and also about a recall effort against Governor Tony Evers after paperwork for a petition was filed on Friday.